Good evening, everybody. Mike Troger, can you lead us in the pledge?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Mike. Let the record show that all the directors are here with the exception of Leo Hordick. Not here tonight. Can I have a approval for the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. And public comments. Come on up to the mic and state your name.
My name's Carol Bishop, and I was reading in the Homeowners Magazine, or news article, the newspaper, that you all are considering a grant, applying for grants for different things to help our community out. And I was very concerned about the idea of reopening or opening a shooting area. We had one 20, 30 years ago when I moved in, and at the point when they shut it down, they had over 14,000 pounds of trash that was moved out. That was computers, refrigerators, things people had dumped in as targets.
Yeah.
And so I would not like to see a trash area developing in our area again. And I'm also very concerned with our fire situation up here. And I think shooting is a possible cause for sparks and setting on fire. So I just like people to seriously consider. And I realize that wasn't even a done deal, but I would like to just say that I sure hope we don't go that way.
Sure, appreciate that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's item number 14 that we'll be discussing today.
The grant. Any more public comments? Okay, let's move on to the agency reports. We have several agencies here, I think.
Good evening. I'm Sergeant Robert McCurry with the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department. Last month, for July, in the community of Brightwood, we had a total of 99 calls for service and 2 reports taken. Total for the high call volumes were burglar alarms at 23, welfare checks at 10, verbal disturbances at 5, area checks at 5, and miscellaneous incidents at 4.
So when you say that you took 2 reports, what does that mean? That was an actual theft that occurred, or do you know that? Or
it could have been a theft. Let's see what they were taken for. Let me see. We have 1 report for a petty theft, and 1 report for a GTA a vehicle theft recovery. So they recovered a stolen vehicle up here.
Oh, that's good. Right. Okay.
So 1 for a petty theft vehicle recovery.
Okay.
And for the community of West Cajon Valley, there were a total of 26 calls for service with 3 reports that were taken. Your high call volumes were follow-ups at 6, welfare checks at 4, firework calls at 2, suspicious circumstances at 2, and just a disturbance at 1.
So can you tell me what those reports are, those 3?
I can't. Wish I would have known. There's pages I didn't.
Yeah,
print
just,
out.
I'm on it, you know.
All about
I think it's good. I think it's good to know.
Let's see. There was a theft from a vehicle was 1 of the reports. A grand theft was another report. And
so grand theft meaning anything over $650?
$950.
Oh, $950, okay.
$950.
Okay.
And a death investigation.
Good. Okay.
All people die all the time.
I don't think we're going to, though. Right?
We respond to all the death investigations except for people who are on hospice. And
okay.
The deputies, if you die in your home, then
okay.
The deputies will respond to the location, conduct an investigation that's parallel with the coroner investigation.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Any more agencies?
No.
All right, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Board meeting minutes for July 2nd and July 9th. Anybody review that?
Yeah, I did. I got a question on the it's number 16. I think that would have been the 2nd, July 2nd meeting, Laurie. It just basically says Proposition 68, 8 part, per capita program update. I can't remember, but is there an update to go along with that someplace?
What do you mean? You mean that we're just talking about the board meeting minutes, right?
Yeah,
right.
There's a heading, but there's no explanation.
Okay.
I can't remember what the update was of that per capita last month.
It was basically...
Maybe the minutes are inaccurate then, so.
It's the one that popped up.
What about the July 9th?
That one looked okay to me.
That one looked okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have a motion to accept 6B, July 9th minutes, and we'll recheck these other minutes and put them in for next month?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a motion for that, to accept the July 9th special board meeting minutes.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All right. All those in favor of the of 6B being approved, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Minutes are accepted for July 9th.
And we'll just bring July 2nd back as far as that updated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got to review it. Somebody will have to listen to the recording and then.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Item 7, General Manager Report. That's you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. basically, the last 3 weeks has gone by really, really fast.
yeah.
I'm in the process of obtaining bids for the new security cameras, like the board requested. I should have those for the next September meeting.
Okay.
Also, I was obtaining a bid from ADP, so that should be in the September meeting as well.
Okay.
The auditors, Edie and Payne, were going to be here tonight, but at the last minute, they will not be here, basically because the 2018 financial statements are completed. The 2019 financial statements will be completed within the next week,
yeah.
And they will be here at the September meeting as well.
Great. Okay.
In working with the computers, we found out that the computers were not being backed up, so we purchased 2 portable backup drives.
Yeah.
There has been a complete backup of the main computer that was done on Saturday, and we're going to be backing up QuickBooks separately so that we have a separate backup of that.
Okay.
The property tax file has been sent both to San Bernardino County and LA County, which is a little bit different from my general manager report. I didn't realize that LA County file had been sent already, and thank you, Wes, for sending both of those.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in the process of getting quotes from the bank and other sources for so that we may be able to accept credit debit cards, and those will be presented at the September meeting as well.
Okay.
And then the bank is also reviewing our accounts so that we might be getting more favorable rates on our bank account.
Okay, that's great.
You said that we could accept credit debit cards for what?
Any type of fees that we're getting, either the parks and recreation fees
or rental fees on the building.
Just deposits, whatever,
yes.
Whatever income.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's going to be a huge help for people who are registering their children or adults for activities. I think that's a big deal. So thank you.
It is, Okay. Yeah, thanks. Okay, well, how's it going on the job? How long have you been here? Three weeks.
3 weeks and then 2 days.
So still a lot to learn, just how all the systems work and.
A lot to learn.
Yeah.
Still a lot to learn.
Yeah, but it seems like you're doing really good. I mean, we already have several things done. I mean, you have several things on here that are really great. You're keeping track of the audit. And that's good. Working with those guys. Edie and Payne.
Yeah, Edie and Payne, they're really easy to work with. Most of it has already been done, but there's just a few things to wrap up for 2019. 2018 was finished before Al left.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't take any credit for that.
Okay. So you changed a couple locks around here, and I heard you say their Timberline changed some locks.
Yeah, Timberline changed the office locks just as basic protocol.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Okay. All right.
And it was just the office, right? I mean,
I would not be opposed to that, by the way, because after a while, a lot of keys just float out there, and everyone's got one because we haven't changed, that lock hasn't been changed for years, so they just are floating out there, and people have copies of keys that maybe shouldn't.
Well, we do have the system for the alarm is such that each person has their own code now, right?
Right.
So it's true somebody still could get in, but you know pretty quickly
that
they wouldn't be able to deactivate the alarm.
Right. They still hit the alarm.
Okay.
Yeah. I like both things, though.
Just
for the record.
Tammy keeps a good control on the alarm because as soon as they don't need it, she deletes it.
Yeah, that's great.
Just for the record, did you get a key? Wes?
No, are you kidding me? I gave up my key in a second.
To the building?
I never even everything. I'm like, here you go. I had him at first, but that also makes you on call, right?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So.
No.
Now I gave up my keys. But I think in 6 months, I couldn't wait. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Edie and Payne auditor report. This is just a draft. It's not the final, right?
There is no Edie and Payne report because they.
Oh, that's right. Here. Okay, all right. Sorry, so we'll skip over that.
No.
And then 2019 July financials.
And you will be adding the hours.
Yes.
In the future. And then the other thing would be the bank balance I would love to see in the future.
Okay.
As far as where we stand, since we have no.
How much cash in the bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we haven't set up any surplus accounts, that's basically our surplus.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We can add that.
Okay.
And is this just. Because it happened this month or whatever, but we're looking at almost $40,000 in expenses.
So well, now let's see what the standout thing is.
Yes, because you don't have a lot of income coming in
right.
July. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the net income. I'm talking about if you look at total expenses. Right now it's $40,477.
Well, we have almost $10,000, and if you look at that, you can see some things pop right out.
Nine to CR&R, so waste was seven,
block number
three.
Yeah.
Chuck, what page are you?
I'm on right after page 14.
It says 38,195, Natalie. It's in the back of this page.
Under
current funds and deposits.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
And the reason we show a negative net income is because the revenue, we've pretty much gotten the revenue for the year.
Well, we don't amortize this, right? So we'll get this giant income. So around February, it looks, wow, we made $100,000.
Yeah.
Because we get that one big tax.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're right that we should pay attention to the cash in the bank.
Once we get the final of the 2017-2018, our first year, I'll have a better idea as far as what the actual monthly expenses are.
You'll get the year ending 2018 and 2019.
Right, that will give us 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you mentioned to me that you were taking care of the QuickBooks charge?
I have not gotten to the QuickBooks charge, the $70. I have not gotten to that, but I will get to that.
Okay. Because Al was going to call, and because he supposedly canceled it a couple months ago, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So for a potty charge, line 5140, is that for the sports program, or what is the part?
What account number is that?
5140.
5140. On page 1 of the profit and loss paper.
Okay.
That's the total for the year. That's not just July.
Are you sure? Really? Is that for the... No, it says July.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's
July.
Okay. We had a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It is July.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
All right. So this is just for July. And is this for the sports?
Correct.
Is this it is.
I appreciate this breakdown.
You'll need to read.
Okay.
You don't have to cross that.
So we still had $5,000 in property tax that came in, huh? Is that right? For July?
Does that happen when somebody...
Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong line. That's solid waste. That's solid waste franchise fee. Sorry. But we did get $3,100. Wow, okay. We got $3,100 already, and still, they still came in. That's interesting.
Does that happen when someone purchases a property up here?
Yeah, they just pay their taxes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is $31.44 divided by $85.14.
Yeah.
That just seems high to me. At this time of year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people paying their property tax rate.
Or somebody with a lot of property.
Yeah.
That's it.
Where'd we get this number, Lori? That came in from, do you know? I mean, I hate to hit you with all these things.
You know what? I do not know.
Okay. Can you look at it? Because we get an email from the tax assessor saying, hey, we put this in your bank.
Yeah. I
so it should be easy to find.
I can double check me.
Okay. All right. Hey, Al. All right. Okay. Anybody have any more questions on 2019 July financials?
Nope.
All right. Okay. Okay.
On your chart of accounts, you probably get community center change to community building.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a community center.
Right.
Thank you.
Also, if something could be done with the PA system that's got feedback, and the air conditioning is feedback, and there's a whine out in the audience.
Oh, there is? Okay. So we can turn it down a little bit. Can you turn it down a little bit, Danny? was that, John? Is that any better? Still hear it?
Didn't do anything?
Just turn the master down, maybe.
Better?
This is
like half
down. Oops. Yeah. Still hear it? I mean, we definitely turned it down.
Yeah.
Well, no, I have to lean in to get to the mic, so it's not nearly as... Okay, all right. Cool. Okay. So we can, Lori, so we can change that chart of accounts to say community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's any more questions about that? All right. Move on. Park and Recreation Event Coordinator Report.
Hi, Monica Shelley. So we're wrapping up a lot of sports right now. Adult softball wraps up this weekend with playoffs. We'll have 8 teams advancing to the playoffs. And for this week, because emotions run high for playoffs, we need 2 umpires for each game. It helps a lot. Yeah. And then registration is now open for fall softball, and we already have a few teams that have registered. The adult co-ed soccer is ending on August 20th. 2 of the teams will go into the, or actually all of the teams will do like a playoff type situation, and then it'll be 4 teams for total, or 2 teams for each section, so 2 games for the playoffs. And that'll be on August 20th. Children's flag football. The 11 plus age group finished up this past Saturday, and all of the younger kids finish up this coming Monday. And so far, I've heard really great things about that one. As far as everything else, I'm kind of in limbo and holding it up. I have to have another shoulder surgery from my softball injury last year at the end of August 24th. They called me about an hour ago and gave me a date. I think they said August 24th over the phone. So I've been kind of afraid to set a date for things and lay everything down out of fear that I would put it down and then find out that I couldn't actually accomplish it. So as soon as I find out what the shoulder surgery exactly entails, because it's going to be an exploratory, then I'll be able to lay dates down. And then for the breakdown of Parks and Rec for profits, since April 1st, I went in and went based off of the QuickBooks stuff to try to get it on the same number line and make it more match up better. So I think that was a thing that Chuck asked last time. The profit, they didn't have the breakdown on the computer totally, but it was $13,118.23. And the total expenses so far is $7,526.92. And that includes my fees as well.
That's great.
So,
yeah, that's super. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Okay. That's really great. Thank you, Monica. All right. Item 11, surplus equipment, discussion of possible action. Don't know where this came from.
Currently, there are 2 non-functioning printers in the supply closet.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't really have any value beyond possibly using one as spare parts for a current printer.
Let's not do that.
I'd rather not, no. Because I don't know how to work on them.
Yeah.
I'd like the board to declare them surplus so that it can be disposed of properly.
Okay.
Do we need a motion for that or just approve?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Can I have a motion to declare the 2 spare printers in the closet of 0 value?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Done. Thank you. Item 12, Wrightwood Historical Society Facility Use Agreement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Based upon the direction that I received from the board at the last board meeting, I went ahead and drafted a revised version of the facility use agreement that is before you. I believe it incorporates all of the direction and instruction that I received from the board regarding the terms. It also includes additional boilerplate that's typical in facility use agreements. It's really a board review and then get further direction on presenting this to the Historical Society. We are still waiting on the exhibit. So exhibit A would be a description of the, if there is a legal description of the museum property. Exhibit B would be some sort of depiction of the area that the society would be using. And then exhibit C would be the operating plan that we never had before on more or less the day-to-day roles and responsibilities of each party and with respect to the use of that property.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that was something that staff was going to develop once the contract template was acceptable to the board.
Okay. Well, everything's on here that we wanted.
Yeah.
Right? So I think the template's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so item 13, District Treasurer, discussion on possible action. So the treasurer is not normally the general manager, though, right, Steve? Isn't it? It's got to be a board member, I thought.
No, it's typically the general manager.
Oh, it is typically.
Okay.
Okay.
Al was the general manager. He was the general manager.
Okay.
And also the district treasurer.
Okay.
When the board moved its money out of the county treasurer and establish an alternative depository, the board adopted a resolution which simply made the district treasurer the one responsible for signing and kind of implementing the board direction.
Okay.
So we don't need to adopt a new resolution. You've already got that in there. What you do need to do is officially appoint your general manager as the district treasurer, and that'll take care of those logistics.
And
that is a simple motion. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Can I have a motion to appoint Lori Golden as the district treasurer?
I'll second.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, motion carries.
Can I say one thing about the money stuff? I got a call from the bank, right, today, asking for me to update my information. They said they're going to contact the rest of you, and then we go in and
right.
Sign signature cards. But they did say we don't have to all be there at the exact same time. We have to be there within a 24-hour period of each other.
Oh, that's new.
Same business day was what the woman said today.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Should we plan a day to do that, all of us? Or is Leo gone?
Leo's sick.
Is there anything, now that we've officially appointed Lori as the treasurer, is there anything else we need to do before going forward with that?
No.
Okay.
Not as far as I'm concerned. The bank may have some other requirements. Sounds like it doesn't. This 24-hour same business day thing is maybe that's all it would take.
They require a copy of the minutes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So once you guys get the minutes written up, then you can let us know, and we'll figure out a date. Okay.
Right.
Do they need approved minutes?
They didn't say approved minutes. They just said a copy of the minutes.
Okay. Because sometimes they require approved minutes, which means that it won't be until after your
another month.
Next meeting, right. I don't recall that from when Al, when we did this with Al.
Well, and the reason is because we didn't do that until we had minutes way before that, so they're already approved.
Okay.
Because that was all in a rush at the time.
Well,
we didn't have a general manager for months.
Right. Okay, we'll check into it.
Assuming
it's what we think, then just send us a group text, email.
Yeah.
We'll figure out a day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Okay, item 15, we're going to recess to, I'm going to open a closed session.
I think there's item 14.
We have a grant proposal first.
Oh, okay, God, I missed that. Okay, I marked it off by accident. Sorry about that. Okay, Proposition 68 State Park per capita program update for that grant.
Yeah, we have a proposal from Al.
Okay.
To do several grants for us.
Okay.
And it's included in the packet. It would probably be better to address the proposal.
Okay.
Good evening, Board.
Good evening.
As we've discussed in the past, the per capita grant in Prop 68 is a good fit for this district. And what I propose is that I continue working on those grants, in which case I would do it as a consultant and charge a consultant fee. Those fees could either, one thing, the fee would be based upon $50 an hour, and those fees could either be deferred in total and built into the grant. So if the grants were approved, then I would get paid for the approved grant. If the grant was not approved, then on this FOL.
So you would, in essence, you're guaranteeing a grant. I mean, in other words, if the grant does not succeed, then we would not owe you, then you would forego your fee.
On that part of the proposal, yes.
Okay.
And two others, that one would be a 10% discount across the board on the grants, in which case half the funds would be deferred and the other half would be paid upon invoice. And then the third proposal would be a 20% discount, which would be basically everything paid upon invoice. I did give to Tammy copies of the agreement. Obviously, I'm not looking for a signed agreement tonight, but I would like to, if we wanted to go forward, I would do so in good faith so that we can make sure that we hit our timeline.
What is our timeline?
Basically, in November, we need to start submitting.
Okay.
So I'd like to have that as the timeline to get at least.
And what's the amount of the grant again?
Well, that'll just be determined. You have three through the per capita. One I refer to as Vivian Null, which would be this building, the parking lot, and some other infrastructures, including the restroom being revamped and the septic system.
Well, do you advocate doing all three, or do you advocate just
concentrating
on one? Really? So can you give us a range for 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Approximate award?
1 would be, roughly speaking, about 400 to 500,000, which is the one I just referred to.
And what's the name of that one?
Vivian Null.
Vivian Null.
And the second would be what I refer to as the Hollis Stewart Park grant, which would involve renovating all of the kids section of Hollis Stewart Park, darn near 100%. Adding a set of restrooms over there as well.
Really? Okay.
And I'm estimating that's going to be around $350,000.
$350,000. Okay.
The third is a sports activity area, which would be down by Wright Mountain Road, where we have a gift deal property that could be.
Oh, I see.
That could be somewhere around 4 acres plus, depending on what we really wanted to put down there. And that I'm going to estimate it's going to be around $2 million.
Whoa.
And then, on a separate note, I think not within the per capita grant range, but on a private grant process, the shooting range down in Horse Canyon.
That's a private. Explain that. What do you mean? This is not through the state of California. This is not.
It would not be through the per capita grant funding mechanism.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It could, but to be quite honest, I don't think that one's going to fly.
Yeah. Okay.
Only because of the sensitivity of the shooting range aspect of things.
Right. Okay.
But I have had a discussion with the NRA, Bass Pro Shops, and several other entities that would be willing to fund this project. The one thing that we need to assure is that since it's on federal land, that and the Angeles National Forest is the steward of that land, that we get an agreement with them that they would allow the range to happen. Otherwise, there's nothing to pursue there.
Right. Why would they allow that? I mean, that just seems crazy that they would.
Well, they have three others that they have.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's one over by Palmdale.
Yeah.
Go down 14. There's one over by Azusa.
Okay.
And there's one in Lytle Creek.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Okay. Okay. So your proposal is, do you have an estimate of how many hours each one of these might take, or do you have any idea, do you have an idea on that?
My general idea on the first two I mentioned, Vivian Knoll and Howard Stewart, would be somewhere around 40 to 60 hours.
Each or together?
Each.
That doesn't sound unreasonable.
The sports area? Probably 100 or less, just because it's a bit more complex. And then the shooting range, probably actually in the 40 to 60 range, hour range as well, only because I have a lot of preliminary work done on that.
So, Al, have you done any inquiries into the community about whether the community supports the shooting range? Everything I've heard has been against it. We had one comment tonight, but I've heard multiple people that have learned about it in the past month. So I'm wondering if we've done any kind of exploration within our community to see if it's something the community wants.
I have yet to do that.
Okay.
On your proposal, Al, what is LEED, L-E-E-D, on PBS certified?
LEED certification is basically based upon Assembly Bill 32 from 2006, which is known as the Global Warming Bill. It was built in there that the state of California wants all of their facilities to be environmentally friendly. You would have double pane windows to help keep the heat in, probably go solar, many other aspects. There's a whole spectrum of things that would meet various levels of LEED certification. I think LEED certification is really critical in a couple of respects.
Critical to getting the grant.
To getting the grant, but also it would make the Redwood CSD a really good model for a lot of other communities to follow.
Okay, last paragraph on your proposal, it says pre-construction costs such as NEPA, what's that?
NEPA. National Environmental Protection Act. Okay, that's like CEQA, California Environmental Quality
The California one and the federal one.
Correct. And the NEPA would be for the shooting range. The CEQA would be for the others.
Okay. And I know when Leo was looking at the lights for the softball over here, he ran into, I think he said ADA regulations that blew it out of the water because of cost.
Well, that was, if you recall, that pertains strictly to the school.
Right.
Okay. We still have ADA regulations that we comply with, but the cost to the school, to the school district and to the school, was like $250,000.
Okay.
To upgrade themselves. We'd be putting in a new facility, and from what I understand, those same lighting structures are available still, and they would be part of your 20% match.
Okay. On Hollis Park and Vivian Knoll, you're talking 500 in the proposal. You did a little lower,
a little bit
here,
right.
But in the proposal it said 500,000 each, and you know 500,000 at 20% is 100,000, or if we do both of them, that's 200,000 is our portion of the per capita that we would have
right.
to come up with. So are we looking at setting up loans to pay off a $200,000 initial outlay? Because we certainly don't have that in the cash reserves.
Well, keep in mind a couple of things. One, and that's a really great question, by the way, because it's really pertinent. But keep in mind that the 20% match comes in staff time. That's applicable. It comes into development time. That's applicable. It comes into volunteer time. If you get a good array of volunteers, that is applicable. And also that, you know, you would have some funding. And that 20% comes as you submit for each sector.
Right.
Also, there's a possibility of getting paid ahead of time. For your phase.
For my what?
For your phase. Each thing is going to have a phase.
Right.
You're going to have like 4 to 8 phases on each project. And they do allow, you have to submit to get approval, but they do allow for some prepayment.
Okay. Staying with Vivian Knoll, originally when we talked about this a few months ago, I thought we were looking at the $200,000 and for one of them, and the other one we kind of said no, not at this time. And at $200,000, you know, that's your $40,000 as far as what we would have to come up with. We're going to make our last payment, I believe, on the skate park in April of next year. So there's a $27,000 that we have that's there for us after next year that we could put towards it. If we went with only one of those, which for me, the main one is the revamping of this facility, of the parking lot, of the bathrooms, things that we could really use, I think, because this building is used quite a bit. And at $500,000, if that's what it ended up being, the 20%, at $100,000, we could pay it off in 4 years now that we don't have the skate park portion.
Right.
And that's kind of where I was going from. The second proposal of the sports league, you know, I would love a sports complex. I would love to be able to do that. And that's, you know, $600,000 is our 20%. On that aspect of it. And, you know, I'll read our mission statement, the last sentence. In a fiscally responsible manner, and I don't see us getting to the point of doing, you know, $700,000 or $650,000, or, you know, if we did both of them, that's another million. So, you know, that's out there for me. Right now, like
but,
I said,
but I see a way. I do. Because if, let's say, I mean, the idea is to submit all of these or some of the, you know, most of these, right? And then, submit them. We don't have to, if they give us a grant, we can say, well, you know what, we decided we don't want that one. And we can turn it back in. We don't have to accept it.
Correct.
We don't have to accept it if we can't figure out how to raise the money for it. But if we did get it, we can figure out how to raise the money for it. And if we don't, we turn it down. We really don't have anything to lose.
Well, we'd
be at the cost of
question.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. Do donations count towards the 20%? Say someone wanted to donate those lights again. Does that count towards the 20%?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we could raise the money.
Question. Would the donation of the land, the four acres, count?
Yes.
What is the value of that land?
Definitely, yes, we'd have to get it free.
That could potentially be a big chunk of it.
But
you have a very valid point. I'm not trying to argue down.
No. The point is, though, we can be creative, and we haven't done anything. We haven't tried to raise the money or anything like that. And I think that we could, you know, for item one, for sure we could, for sure we could. I mean, I donate some myself. I mean, that's a. I know that people around town would donate to this.
Yeah.
So then addressing Chuck's, you know, reading of our last sentence on our mission statement.
Yeah.
That would come when we decide whether to accept the grant versus whether to apply.
Exactly.
When you say the we could definitely do the first one, is that strictly the Vivian Noah Hollis Park, which is the update of this place, or is it the skate park and the combined for our $1 million expenditure?
I think any of these. I think that we would try to raise the money, and if we couldn't raise the money for two or three, or couldn't do it for the sport, you know, it's just too much and we can't raise the money for that, and we can't do something creative and donate some of the land towards that, you know, if we can't do that, then we just don't accept it. I don't see what we have to lose.
Well, we have the staff time, we have house time. Those are things that, you know, are going to take us away from doing other things, that we have a new GM learning about us, taking staff away from her.
I think Al is an incredibly talented grant writer, and I know for sure that he has brought in millions of dollars for various grants, and he's good at it. And if we have to risk a little bit of time, should it be approved? There's no risk if it's not approved, right? If it's not approved, we don't pay for that. So it's only if it's approved, and you know we can get the money for that. We can. We can get it donated.
And you're okay with a shooting range?
A shooting range.
That's a private grant.
The shooting range thing is a different thing. You know, I'm talking about.
I'm not even talking the money on the shooting range. I'm talking about, you know, the proposal is to have a camp near the shooting range.
I was just addressing the 20%.
Yeah, we're also talking.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're talking. I'm just talking about
four.
We're talking about the per capita grant mechanism, which is these three. That's what I'm referring to. The shooting range, the private thing, it's a whole different thing. I don't know about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and something to address what Michelle had mentioned earlier is that I would still have 3 to 5 meetings with the community to discuss things. It's not mandatory for this grant, but it is an asset to getting the approval. And obviously, it's good to have the input from the community.
So what I'd like to see, I'm very interested in the three grants, the per capita grant. I absolutely agree we need to be fiscally responsible, but I am, grants are not always available. They're available right now. As Wes said, and I already know, Al is very experienced in this area. He won't be around for much longer. I am missing on your consulting agreement the wording that says if the grants are not.
Well, we would have to get a whole agreement. I mean, we don't have any agreement.
But he has given us a consulting agreement right here.
Yeah.
So I see about the 10% discount, 20% discount, but I don't see a sentence in there that says if the grant doesn't come through that there's no fee.
I believe it's further down in the book. pot infections.
Well, okay.
we would have Steve review it, and
okay. You know, should we want to move forward, we would have Steve review it.
Exactly. I'm looking for an answer right now, other than
Well, time is.
But you would need to be able
Let's go forward, and I'll take that as the momentum, and then Mr. Kennedy and I could work out the the fine tuning of the agreement, and just go forward. There is a timeline, but I'm willing to put that out.
Okay. The last sentence on your proposal says, "Work already performed would be noted for the 20% match." My question is, what work has already been performed?
That wasn't part of GM.
Well, in reference to that, it is part of the GM hours that are worked.
Uh-huh.
So those hours that were performed, most of the research, okay, we can make that applicable towards the 20%.
Towards the 20%, yeah. You're saying
that.
I would have to segregate that out.
No, what I got confused about is that when you talk about compensation, you're talking about a 10-20% discount. I thought that was the 20% you were referencing.
No.
But you're talking about the 20% on the per capita grant.
Talking about the match.
The matching fund. Yeah. I understand.
I'm sorry. The 20% and 10% is on my fee.
Yes, but this...
But those are just a different 20%.
The overall
20% match
is the match of the grant.
Yeah.
So, this for clarity.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we need to have the...
I think we need to have the agreement looked at, the shooting range...
I think it needs to be an agenda item for next month.
Sure.
And we put it out there and let the community come and comment on it.
I'd also like to see the three broken down so we could vote on each one as opposed to all or nothing.
So if you agree,
taking the shooting range out of it.
Yeah.
If you agree tonight that we should be moving forward, okay, by next month, you'll have a template that you're looking for. Okay. And then by the following month, you'll probably...
I would agree with that in principle. I would. Yeah, because we don't have a lot of time.
Correct.
So if you're willing to take that risk, because next month we could build the whole thing down or something, and
you wasted
all your time.
Oh well, I'm retired right now.
That's true.
Right now.
That's true. Yeah.
Everything's temporary.
Yeah.
So what action do? Where do we go from here?
I don't think we need a motion or anything, right? And we don't need anything in that. I would just say that we'll put it on next month's agenda. We'll have the agreement in there. We'll put the shooting range on there. Just keep it separate from these three.
Correct.
Because that's going to be more controversial.
And I can put that all together for you.
Okay.
Can we break up the three?
Absolutely.
Do you think it'd be helpful within the next month that you sort of start polling the community about the shooting range in advance instead of just wait for people to come?
Polling the community about everything.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, polling the community, because that in itself, if you're just going to talk to people at the meeting, that's a different audience than the Twitter crowd, and that's different than Facebook, and it's different than...
The state of California wants... would be, if you're going to do that, to hold meetings, like say here in the community building, on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock,
CSC.
Correct.
Yeah.
Where you have open, and whoever wants to come in, comes in.
Okay, all right.
And you have a limited amount of time, and go from there.
All right. I don't have to be there, right?
No.
Okay.
So we're talking about $600,000-$800,000 that we can get people to donate to, or we can put, salaries at $50 or $15 an hour against that $800,000, and that's going to cover the $200,000.
I'm saying that I could raise the money. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I could go around and get people to donate to this.
There's also the value of the land.
We all could do this. And if we can't, then we just say, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Turn it down. Sorry, we have to give your money back.
Well, I mean, if you can get $800,000 donated, why don't we start small?
And you don't know.
Get the donation of the $100,000.
You can't do it that way. You have to turn them all in. They got to all be turned in. They all got to be turned in. What's wrong with giving it back? I don't understand. It's all we've done is we've wasted a few hours here with Al. If it gets approved and we can't raise the money for it.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I'm going to vote against it, so that's nothing new. But I mean, I don't think you would vote against money to do it right now.
Why?
I don't think it's fiscally responsible, and I don't believe it's not fiscally responsible about the CSD.
What's not fit? Can you describe what's fiscally not responsible?
I don't think we will have the ability to get people to donate for these projects.
So if we don't, we don't. So you're a pessimist. I think we can.
Okay.
I think we can. There's a lot of affluent people that give money to this thing, to have this, to get this other money in for the community. There are people that would do this, including me. I'm one of them.
Well, I'm only one of five or one of four today, okay. So the odds are the three of you are going to pass it. So what's the big deal? I'm just giving you my opinion.
Okay.
I think it's a bad move, but if you guys want to go forward with it. Now, if you want to break it down and say, let's do the stuff for this building, the parking lot, the bathrooms, those type of upgrades, and that type of thing, yeah, I'll vote for that one, but not all three.
Well, so right now we don't need a vote, right? Saying to Al, go ahead and continue. Next time we would have a vote, and we'll
have an agreement.
Said that
right.
We're going to break it down.
Yeah.
So next time you can vote yes on whatever you want, no on whatever you want, and we...
Right.
I think there was a question in the crowd for Al.
Can we ask you a question?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Can you
I know it's a little awkward, but we need your name for the record.
John Trover, Concerned Citizen. Have you worked with the Angelas at all on the horse cans?
I worked with them about 10 years ago.
But I mean on this right now.
Right this minute, no.
Because my concern about that is the shooting areas that you talked about that are still there, they were all concessionaire shooting areas when Horse Canyon was shut down. All of the non-concessionaire shooting areas on the Angeles were shut down for environmental reasons.
What is? Can you define those two terms for you?
Concessionaire means what Al's talking about, the NRA, private people come in and run it. But right now, before you get too far in it, I think you need to get the background
you're
environmental reasons why it was shut. I'm not saying it can't happen,
right.
But there's a lot of stuff before it, and I'd hate to see you waste one of your grants until you talk to the Forest Service.
Well, this would be a separate, this is a completely
right.
Separate.
Absolutely, but still, before it gets too far down the line with community meetings, I would suggest going and contacting the Forest Service to get that background of if they're even going to allow that to be a concession area. Or it was never before, but let it be a shooting area again. Because I'm just saying there are a lot of issues I was involved with that we cleaned it up and when it was shut down. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
In response, Stevens, just to let you know, okay, around 1994 is when they shut down that range and the other ones. 93, 94, somewhere around that window. The Lytle Creek range did not come around until, I think it was 2010.
Right.
Okay.
But it's a concessionaire one. It's really...
Right, and this would be a concessionaire as well.
Well, you have to... And that's all I'm saying. Before you get farther down the line, you need to see if the Angels would even allow it to be a concessionaire.
And I mentioned that earlier. Before I would do anything towards that, I have to get a hold of the Angels.
There's a lot of environmental...
And see what's going on. That's why we talked about the NEPA.
Yes, there's a lot to be done,
and that's why I separated it from
right.
The per capita, because the timeline for that could be longer if needed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Al. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're really on item 15. So we're going to open a closed session. Government Code 54957. All right, returning to open session, there's no action. No action for the closed session. Item 17, future board meetings.
Okay.
September 3rd, is that Tuesday?
It is a Tuesday.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Day after Labor Day.
Ooh, day after Labor Day.
It's right after Labor Day. Okay. I was going to bring that up in case you wanted to move it.
It doesn't what's the difference?
No.
School back in session on Tuesday?
No.
No, I don't think we should avoid it.
Cannot avoid it.
The things, you probably took notes, but the things I have from tonight's meeting that need to be on our next agenda are the heating and pain report, the shooting range idea, and the shooting range grant proposal. Mm-hmm. Those were the two things.
Yeah.
You're right. All of it. Yeah, and the per capita.
The consulting agreement and the shooting range on the agenda, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. 18 correspondence. Which correspondence?
The letter from.
We received this email from Kristen Maestro and in regards to their activity in trash containers.
The question is whether the CSD can do something to require containers to be bear proof throughout the whole community. Can we require all
bear
proof?
Yeah, we can make an ordinance for it.
Containers in town. I thought that CR&R did.
They're not bear proof.
There are some bear
proof. Ours are. I'm in town. Everybody's
are. No, for the dumpsters. For the dumpsters.
No,
oh, the
regular
trash.
I'm sorry. Regular trash.
Yeah, the regular trash.
The question is whether the CSD can do something to require all trash containers in the community to be bear-proof in order to prevent the bears from rummaging through the trash and the one in town that's been coming down everyone's house.
And I got to say that bear that comes in town knows how to open the bear-proof trash.
Okay, and here's the deal.
He knows how to jump on it, make
the
thing.
I live on the LA end of town. Every single day, there's a bear walking down the street like it's a dog not on a leash.
Yeah.
And it's not going for trash. It's going to cherry trees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one at the bottom of the garden.
He goes for trash, too.
It's huge. And it climbs up those people's front porch, and then it climbs into this enormous tree, and it hangs out for an hour eating cherries. So we can do that around trash, but they're not just coming for trash. They're coming for our fruit. And I don't know why we have so many this year. I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and the bears, you see it walking right past the front window, and they're heading only for the yards. They never come to my trash. They have my yards.
We very have an overabundance of fruit this year in our trees because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good point. We haven't had good fruit. I was wondering if there was a lack of it up there, but you're right. We have more than we've had.
I don't know that we've lived harmoniously with mountain lions. That's what they say here in the.
Yeah, I don't know about mountain lions, but I get his point. I'm
not much interested in an ordinance like that.
I did talk to Brent, and he is here today.
Yeah.
Residents can call and ask for some bear-proof containers. They have some.
But are the dumpsters over in? Is there such a thing?
Bear-proof?
Yeah. You guys don't have those.
No, if you want to make it to where I can. There are bear-proof containers.
There are.
Yeah. Cost.
Well,
yeah.
That one's bear-proof because it's always.
What do they cost?
On what kind of bear-proof you want to go with?
Yeah.
$300 or about $1,500 a piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't. Am I missing the part where he's talking about dumpsters? To me, it sounds like he's talking about trash cans.
He's talking about trash cans.
But they're already bear-proof.
Some are.
So would an article say in the Mountain View Progress that talks about the issue and that people can call CR&R if they don't have bear proof and get bear proof?
Is there a charge for that, Brent? or is it?
Is there something like that that we could, because I think it's a good idea to encourage our community to be aware that there are things, steps they can take.
Yeah.
Say either that or something on the Facebook page.
Right. The other thing is, if the, you know, put your trash out the night before it comes.
Yeah.
Don't leave, or I don't know, I mean, I don't put a bunch of meat in the trash until the night before, or I mean, I don't put stuff like that in the trash until the night before our trash comes. But maybe an article educating people about the many different things.
Yeah, I address that. I mean, there's two issues here. They're point two issues. There's the issue of, yeah, there's some error-proof containers. People have to lock down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bear-proof lady, you don't lock it, it's no longer bear-proof.
Right.
The next problem is you got to put all the trash in it. You can't have bear-proof a part of it and then trash sitting alongside of it.
Yes.
I don't pick up 100% of the people, so what about the 30% I'm not picking up at their trash can? So this can go on and on. You know, so
yeah.
You can try to tell people, do the best you can, I'll provide where I can.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to go out buying these $300 trash cans. I originally got those through a grant. If we want to go ahead and see about getting another grant, something as far as supplying new trash cans, that'd be great.
And maybe suggestions to our residents who use their dump cards, don't use DR&R, for the kind of
store your trash
receptacles
properly.
They
store
use.
Store your trash properly. That's what we need to, you know, encourage people to store their trash properly. But you're not going to be able to do anything about the fruit trees that are there, the cherry trees, the rest of what's out there. The bears are coming into town for that.
Yeah.
They were in my backyard for the drink of water. They didn't come there for any food. They were there because there was some water back there.
It was really cool. So,
yeah. Okay.
Do we respond to him and suggest he go to the Mountaineer Progress? Is that something? I mean, it's a legitimate concern, but how are we responding to him?
Well, I mean, he's not here, but I would just.
He's right here. He read this, and we were coming to the meeting.
He wrote, and then he called. The reason that I put it in
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did return his call. He just hasn't called me back.
Okay.
I think that's it right there. I mean, you're the expert. Just get a.
All right.
Should check and see if that neighbor has a bear proof trash can and then suggest to them that they get one. Yeah. Okay. Okay, director's comments. Any comments?
Tammy, what's the name of the our Parks and Rec guy?
John.
He was great at Fire on the Mountain. He was a big help with things. And for the board, if you haven't noticed, the thing, the plaque that the Redwood Blue Society has been talking about has been put up.
Oh, okay.
Looks nice. Not a glass case. It's just a. But they did that on Saturday at Fire on the Mountain. And I just wanted to call your attention to it in case you hadn't noticed as we were asking for months where.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, any other comments, Chuck?
Comments?
Oh, okay. All right. Yet. All right. That's it. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.